The essential quality of the three, or the core of the three, the essence of the three, is what I was referring to before as that glory. The radiance, glory, value. Remember the old John Lennon song, Instant Karma? We all shine on like the moon and the stars and the sun. It's that sense of just seeing the glory, radiance, preciousness. And when it's real, it ain't just me. You know, it's not like I'm shining for all of you. No, that's narcissism again. It's more everyone. When it comes as a package deal again. If I'm really here with my heart, I just feel the wonder, the gift, the preciousness, the glory of this existence right now, the opportunities, the possibilities, and I see it in you too. I just see your light, and you see mine, and we just feel the glory together. That's what the three is really about. And the bonus part for three, and threes love this part, is that part of the glory is that we are human. We are human forms with minds, hearts, bodies, arms, legs, capacities. And that part of why we're here incarnated is to do stuff, to accomplish the great work, to participate in what's trying to be revealed, what's trying to be unveiled, right? And we have been given gifts to do that. And it is our joy to express them, to function, to be fully human. Isn't that yummy? Well, that's the essence of three, right? But you see, when it's real, it starts here with the being with myself, being with this presence, and then what I do in the world is an expression of that connection with that glory, with that value, with that radical open-heartedness and sincerity. When I'm not present, the sense of the glory shuts down. The sense of the preciousness is gone. The sense of the meaning and value of me and my life is gone. When I look inside, I feel empty, like in the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz, bonk, bonk, bonk. There's nothing inside. I feel hollow, deficient, and that's unbearable. Terrible, terrible feeling. It's like a feeling of utter worthlessness. So you think the ego's gonna take that lying down? Ego starts saying, well, what do I got to do to feel worthwhile? How can I find the glory? What do I need to do to get it? But you see, now I've got it backwards. When things are in alignment, the doing proceeds from the heart. But without presence, I'm doing to try to find my heart. I'm doing it to try to get that glory back. I think that I'll find the glory in the doing while remaining disconnected. And of course, it can never work. Though I'm going to give it the college try. Nobody's going to work harder at it than me, that's for sure. How many threes we got here? All right. Does this make sense, what I'm saying? And see, the other thing here, last thing is, remember I talked about the mirroring. The three was the child who most responded to the light in somebody's eyes when I was a little kid. I'd notice I'd do a little dance and they'd laugh and be delighted, or I'd do this. It's called the practicing phase in psychology. Right? And I do that stuff and it would just delight people. And I just want to keep delighting people. I want to keep that light in their eyes. And even if that person that I so wanted to delight is dead, doesn't matter. They're still in my mind, aren't they? I'm still doing it for them, right? So part of the three is really the terrifying question, what is it for me? Where is the sense of meaning for me? I'm so deeply practiced in doing what the world expects me to do. What do I want? What is meaning and preciousness for me? And it's very difficult to find that without confronting that inner emptiness. I have to be willing to be with that. All human beings have emptiness in their heart. All human beings. If we keep running from it, it will never be healed. So three is a very heroic thing I need to do, which is to, and doing it for everybody, being willing to be with that, to hold that emptiness in kindness until the sun comes up again. And it does. I promise you, you know, we have to see that we're worth it. The ironic thing when I'm a three is that even though I'm doing all this stuff to be worthwhile, deep down, when it comes to me being with myself, I don't believe I'm worth it. You understand what I mean? We're so convinced that the real guy won't be here that we don't want to look. We're afraid we're going to look in, it's going to be a big bust. So we just keep ourselves occupied. Huh? However, if we do take that journey and stay with our heart, this glory starts to come out again. It starts to reorganize our lives. It isn't that we need to burn all our suits and give up all the cool stuff we learned to do. You know, we actually take all those skills we've had in life and they start to be in service of our heart and what is knowing and in service to this glory. Does this make sense? Yeah. So then the virtue that arises is, I call it authenticity, because now I'm congruent. Everything I'm doing, saying is an expression of this truth, sincerity, authenticity of the heart. And that truth and authenticity is itself the glory. Notice when somebody says or is doing something and it feels true, everything kind of lights up. That's it. Right? And you might think, oh, those poor threes, gee, all they get is to be authentic. Do I have to say it? Like, what's the last, how many truly authentic interactions have you had in the last month versus the other ones? It's an enormous human achievement to be truly authentic. It would mean you knew something of who you were and who the other person was, instead of turning them into what we turn them into, right? So our last but not least, let me write these down. We had the vanity. Vanity is the passion here, and that's that desperate desire to make the ego the real deal. It's the desperate heart craving to feel valuable and to be recognized, and doing all sorts of stuff in service of that. And the virtue is, again, authenticity.